The Daily Dribble. And welcome back to the Daily Dribble podcast, guys. As always, I'm your host, Nick Zammit, here well and truly on the road to the playoffs. It is coming around certainly a lot quicker than many of us had anticipated. The most exciting time of the year. Honestly, as a content creator, as a basketball fan, as a whole, I say it week in and week out, this is as good as it gets. And with both conferences being as hotly contested as they are, every game matters at the moment. Over the course of an 82-game season, we go through dribs and drabs, no doubt about it. But at the moment, these final 10 games for each of the 30 respective teams within the league, they mean something different to everyone, which is certainly very, very exciting. So hence today, off the back of last week's episode, doing the second part of my glass half full little two-part series, today tackling the Western Conference. Now, if you missed last week's episode, it's a perfect opportunity to go do so, check into that one. But what it's going to essentially be is giving a positive comment about each of the five respective teams set to miss out on this year's play-in tournament. Now, for better or worse, each team, there is a silver lining. There is a silver lining amongst all these five teams. So today I'm going to shine a little bit of a light on each of those. As I said, as we go across the next couple of weeks and months in particular, all attention is going to turn to the top stars, the top teams within the league. So this is kind of the final opportunity to kind of showcase some of those teams that are about to bow out. Nevertheless, I'll get into that momentarily. Before we do so, though, a big shout out to both Stadium Scene and The Cover, continuing to do tremendous work for not only me here at The Daily Dribble, but a whole host of other content creators in and around Australia, New Zealand, the US and Canada. So very, very appreciative to be a part of those two networks. Certainly appreciate their continued hard work and support of me here over at The Daily Dribble. Likewise, I say it week in and week out, you guys truly make the show. So thank you very, very much for continuing to stay up to date with all of the socials, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, getting all the latest news from both the NBA and the NBL, engaging with me on a weekly basis. It is truly tremendous. And it's the reason why I still continue to do this week in and week out. As is with the case, I just want to give you guys as well a very big, big shout out, for lack of better words. Happy Easter. Happy Easter to each and every single one of you who tune into my content. I hope you truly have a wonderful break. Enjoy the time with family, friends, and just kind of hit the reset button. It's kind of hard to believe we're already at that point in the year, but nevertheless, hope you all have a wonderful little festive period there. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into some very, 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 very quick odds and ends. Starting first and foremost with the news that the Minnesota Timberwolves have signed TJ Warren to a contract for the remainder of the season. Now, he'll give the Wolves another capable scorer off the bench and just add to a list that's so far certainly surpassed expectations. Now, I'm certainly hoping, to be honest, for me, one of the, best moments over the course of the last couple of seasons has been undoubtedly the bubble. Being a Lakers fan, seeing them win the title was just tremendous. But seeing some of the performances in the bubble, TJ Warren versus Jamal Murray, it just lives rent-free in my head. So if the Wolves can somehow rediscover that form from Warren, they've got a very formidable piece in their ranks there. They're certainly on the march towards a title. The way their season's gone has been lights out. It is certainly, I don't think any sane person would have envisioned that their season would have gone as well as it has. But if they can bring Warren, get him up to speed, bring back Carl Anthony Towns there, they're not going to be an easy out in the playoffs. So certainly hope that signing Warren adds another dimension to their offense there. Another team destined for the playoffs is the New York Knicks. They welcomed back Mitchell Robinson the other night versus Toronto. That was of Thursday. He had missed the past 50 games with an ankle injury. Across this contest, he played 12 minutes with 8 points and 2 rebounds. As it stands at the moment, the Knicks currently sit third, knocking on the door of second, just trailing the Bucks there at the moment. But with Robinson coming back, they'll certainly hope it aids them in their push for a title, in particular on the defensive end. Coming back into that lineup, he played off the bench there, But certainly expect over the course of the next 10 games or so, the last 10 games of the regular season, that they try and integrate him back into the starting lineup. Nevertheless, a huge, huge piece there for the Knicks to come back. As they await OG's return, Julius Randle, they're certainly gearing up for what is, I think, is going to be a big, big playoff push for the Knicks. Madison Square Garden is certainly set to rock. The Knicks are rolling as it stands at the moment. And with these players coming back, they could be a sneaky dark horse for an NBA Finals appearance. Guys, I said it was going to be a very quick odds and ends. That is it, namely from the NBA. Just very quickly on an NBL front, at the time of recording at the moment, we are in the NBL Finals series. Melbourne United playing host to the Tassie Jack Jumpers. It is all in the 5-game series. Everything is squared up now at 2 games apiece, with the fifth and final game set to be played on Sunday in Melbourne at John Cain Arena there. I know a lot of you guys, we've got listeners all around the world here, many of which are from Australia, but certainly hope you guys are enjoying the NBL final series as much as I am. It has been captivating basketball, maybe not so much game one, but from game two, three, four, it has been must-watch basketball, and it's certainly, the game five is befitting of the series. Everything to play for still. As a Tassie native, I'm certainly rooting with all my might that we get over the line. But it's certainly set to be a fantastic culmination to what's been a phenomenal season in the NBL there. By the time you guys are listening to this, the game will probably be going on, or it'll just or it will have concluded. But certainly hoping over the off season into next season, bringing back the NBL focus show. So certainly a lot to look forward to there, but nevertheless, fantastic things coming out of the NBL. All righty, guys, let's push ahead.
The Daily Dribble.
All righty. So I mentioned last week it was going to be a two-part series with the title dubbed Glass Half Full. Now, this segment was essentially to shine a bit of a light on the teams set to miss out on postseason basketball, just giving their fans a silver lining. Now, despite all of their seasons coming to an end, there are still positives to take away. Now, if you tuned into last week's show, I did the Eastern Conference. This week, with part two, tackling the Western Conference, I'm going to start from 15th through to 11th, just rattling through a positive comment for each franchise there. Again, I say it week in and week out. I would love to hear from you guys what you think. What did I get right? What did I get wrong? I'm sure many of you have contrasting opinions, and I would love to hear them. So hit me up, hit up all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. And let's see what we can come up with on these ones. Okay, let's start with the 15th seed, the San Antonio Spurs. My positive comment for them, and I'm sure many of you can probably guess what it's going to be, is that they've got Victor Wembanyama. Now, he has been just as good as advertised. He was touted as the best prospect since LeBron James, and that certainly comes with heavy, heavy pressure. He started the season a little bit slower, but has since then made the league well and truly his own. He's averaged 20.7 points, 10.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 1.3 steals per game, and a league-leading 3.5 blocks per game. Certainly a candidate at this stage for Defensive Player of the Year. You would think would win Rookie of the Year as well. The only challenger you would see is Chet Holmgren there from the OKC Thunder. But even despite that, I think Wemby's probably got it locked up. He shot the ball respectably well too, going up 40, just a tick under 47% from the field, 32% from three, and 80% from the line. These numbers, again, as like his actual output, only continue to get better as the season's gone along. And to be honest, I'm just super excited to see what he does in his sophomore campaign. This team is 100% unequivocally built around him. And with him at the helm, there's going to be a lot of expectation moving forward. Not so much this year, maybe not next year, maybe not even the season after. But as time progresses, with the way he's dominated the league this season, expectations are going to rise with that. I hope truly that they can put a little more competency, a little more experience around him. That'll only continue to enhance his growth and development. But I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to take this franchise places. The league is now well and truly on notice about what he can do. And as a Spurs fan, you've got to feel absolutely delighted that this is the guy that's going to lead you through your next iteration there with the Spurs. So find solace in that, Spurs fans. You've got Victor Wembanyama. He's as described affectionately as the alien. He's out of this world, and he's only going to continue to get better, which is a scary thing. So, again, as I said, you've got Victor Wembanyama. That is a huge tick in your column there. Moving ahead to the 14th seeded Portland Trailblazers, my positive comment for them is that with a healthy full strength squad, you'll be quite competitive next season. Now, what you weigh up as competitive might not necessarily translate to standings, but night in and night out, you're going to give it a red hot crack. The Blazers, unfortunately, have been plagued nonstop with injuries throughout the season. All started with Robert Williams going down only a handful of games into the season there. And after that, they just kept piling up. Despite this, though, there was a silver lining. It enabled players like Jort Reith, Scoot Henderson there, the number two overall pick, and Chris Murray and Co. There were other players amongst that, but those big three, just to really find their way within the team, find their role, establish themselves within the league, and grow as players. They've kind of now become accustomed to the speed, the pace, the intensity of NBA basketball, which is nothing but advantageous for them. But they've got a lot of competent players around them. You look namely at Anthony Simons, Malcolm Brogdon, DeAndre Ayton, Jeremy Grant. If they can keep everyone fit and healthy, they'll fare considerably better than this season. That is a competent, I'm not going to say it's an outstanding team by any stretch of the imagination, but that is a very competent team there. Again, as I said at the top of this little section on the Blazers, I'm not expecting them to be a playoff team, but I think they'll certainly be more competitive than what they've been this season on a nightly basis if they can keep everyone fit and healthy there. So find, again, I'm going to use that term, find solace in that if you're a Blazers fan, that you will fare considerably better next season. Number 13, the Memphis Grizzlies. And again, you can probably guess what this one's going to be. For the Grizzlies, their glass half full comment is that Ja Morant is coming back. Now, this season has been a write-off. The Grizzlies have certainly proved how good they can be over the course of the last couple of seasons. But it started on a sour note. Ja missing those first 25 games through suspension there. Then just a multitude of injuries started to pile up to key players. Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, Steven Adams there before being traded. This season was a bust before it even began. Now, Ja returned for a very brief period. He looked absolutely phenomenal, showed why he's one of the most must-watch players within the league. Unfortunately, he then got injured too. And essentially, this season probably couldn't have gone any worse. Again, as I said, the silver lining is Ja is going to return next season. Across his career, he's averaged 22.5 points, 5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, all whilst becoming one of the most must-watch players in the league. From a commercial standpoint, like the Grizzlies have certainly taken a big hit this season in terms of attendance, in terms of getting bums on seats due to their actual performances on court, but also not having Ja amongst their ranks. He's a player that will get bums in seats, he will get eyes on the broadcast. And I certainly think with his inclusion, they'll certainly fare a lot better in the record department there. Grizzlies fans, find solace that a healthy Ja, you should be right back in playoff contention once again. Moving ahead to number 12, the Utah Jazz. My positive comment for them is you have a very strong offensive team. Now, in this day and age, the NBA is certainly focused on offense. There's not too many fans that would like to see those dour drab matchups. We saw a couple of weeks ago the Knicks playing Philly, ending in the 80s, low 90s scores. That's not what the NBA is in this day and age. The Jazz are certainly an offensive-minded team. Players like Lauri Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, John Collins leading them to the league's 11th best offense this season. Now, for a team that's set to miss out on postseason basketball, finding yourself in and around the top third of offenses is certainly a credit to them. Unfortunately, they have the league's 28th ranked defense, giving up 120.8 points per game. That's where they're falling down at the moment. That being said, despite failing to make the play in this season, I think they've had quite a fun year, just in terms of some of the displays they've had on a nightly basis, especially with that offense in mind, but also the continued improvement of players like Lauri Markkanen, namely Walker Kessler getting some game time there, Keontae George. There's been enough to like about them. Now, they're continuing to grow as a team, and they still have an abundance of draft assets in their war chest. Certainly an exciting little period for the Jazz. I think they've shown their players have shown enough that as a fan you'd feel buoyed by that output. Again, it's nice knowing if you're a Jazz fan that you're supporting one of the most exciting teams in the league, who are only going to get better. Now, some teams are on a trajectory of plateauing, some are on the decline. The Jazz are certainly a team on the incline, as I mentioned, with those draft assets, with some of the younger players that they've got at the helm there. They're only going to continue to get better. They can just somehow iron out some of those defensive inefficiencies. They'll certainly be well poised for next season. Let's move ahead to the 11th and final team there, the 11th seed Houston Rockets. My positive comment for them was your off-season moves were a success. Now, at the time of recording, I'm recording this one on Good Friday. Just as so to have a little bit of an Easter break there. This will come out on the Sunday. At the time of recording on the Friday, though, the Rockets are the form team in the league at the moment across both conferences. They're currently riding a 10-game win streak as they make one last push for the play-in tournament. They're currently just back of the Warriors there. They certainly could make the play-in tournament, but would need a huge last 10 games to actually catch up and then, jump ahead of the Warriors, given that the Warriors hold the tiebreaker over them. Certainly not outside the realms of possibility. I've hedged my bets a little bit here, though, and I'm backing the Warriors in. Hence, I've got the Rockets as it currently stands. They are my 11th seed. Again, though, nevertheless, the Rockets' young core there in Jalen Green, Alperen Sengun, Jabari Smith Jr., that homegrown talent, they have been tremendous. As I said, like, Alperen Sengun, before he went down a couple of weeks ago, was the guy to build around. I feel, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Green's a big listener of the show here at the Daily Dribble. Since that time, he has been cash money. Won the Western Conference Player of the Week, is putting in such dominant displays on a nightly basis, is really helping carrying this franchise to a last late-minute push for the play-in tournament. Tremendous. That being said, I think a huge part of their success this season has come from those older off-season acquisitions they made. Bringing in those competent players and on-court leaders in Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet, has certainly helped add a much greater level of competency across the franchise. And to be honest, like, those moves have paid dividends already. But if these young stars that I mentioned, Green, Sengun, Jabari Smith, Cam Whitmore even, if they can look to develop and grow alongside these more established names, they're going to turn some serious heads next season. They're going to build upon the great work they've done this season. They started the season like a house on fire. Throughout that middle period, they took a bit of a dip, but coming home with a wet sail now, to quote my great man Roe there. The Rockets are a team to watch out for next season. If they can just find that level of consistency across 82 games, continue those young players to build on the great work they've done this season. I wouldn't be surprised to see them in and around a top 6 to 8 position next season. So fantastic work there. As I said, love those off-season moves. I think any franchise, even a young one, you've got to have some veteran leadership, not only in terms of production on court, but also off court, helping nurturing that younger talent. And Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet have been absolutely pivotal for the Rockets in that this season. So hats off to them. Guys, there you have it. To recap my five glass half full comments for the bottom five teams within the Western Conference, I've got for the Spurs, the positive fact is you've got Victor Wembanyama. For the Portland Trail Blazers, with a healthy full strength squad next season, you'll be pretty competitive on a nightly basis next season. For the Grizzlies, undoubtedly the positive comment is that Jar's coming back next season. For the Utah Jazz, for there, you have a very strong offensive team, and that'll undoubtedly carry across to next season. And fifth and finally, the Houston Rockets, the off-season moves you made with Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet in particular paid dividends this season. Guys, there you have it. There culminates the second part of a two-part series, shining a bit of a light on the bottom couple of teams from each conference. Last week, the Eastern Conference. This week, the Western Conference. But now we're going to turn our attention to postseason basketball, to the teams and the stars that are going to shine brightest throughout the next couple of weeks and months. I'm certainly looking forward to it. I hope you guys are as much as I am. But there kind of puts a bit of a line in the sand for those bottom teams. Nevertheless, guys, I'll let you go at that point. I'm going to go enjoy what is sure to be a fantastic couple of day break over the Easter period. I hope you guys do so as well. Have a tremendous time. Enjoy it with friends, family. Be mindful of eating too much chocolate because, as they say, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips. But nevertheless, hope you guys all have a fantastic week. Till next week, I will leave it there. Continue to tune in with all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok for all the latest news across the NBA and NBL, as well as subscribing wherever you listen to the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any other leading podcast providers to get these episodes as soon as they drop. And until next week, guys, have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.